first dibs on work that needs to be done, whatever that work is. Mr. O'Neill spoke about thresholds. There's lots of different thresholds that can be negotiated. And I don't know what the threshold is going to be that's going to work for us. But that's part of what's going to go into this. So, you know, the fact that it's going to be all unions or nothing, that's not the way I see it. And maybe I'm just a Pollyanna, but like I said, if it's not a Sweetwater PLA, and if it's not something that we want for our employees and our community and our workers, then they can walk away from it. Because I'm not willing to give on certain things. I absolutely am not. As a board member, I am not. I don't know what's going to be negotiated, but there's certain things that I will not compromise on. And if those things come forward in the PLA, then I'm going to vote against it. Because, like I said, there are certain things that I'm not going to compromise on. I think I've hit all of the questions. I have a question to you as the CBOC. One of your requests was that we entertain a motion to have a four-month moratorium. We cannot act on that right now because we can't make any decisions. If that is something that you would like us to take action on at an open board meeting, then you need to communicate with Dr. Janney and we will have an agenda. Okay? I don't know where you are with that. That was one of your... You did submit a letter and you said you wanted action in terms of what, you know, our response to a moratorium. We can't answer. I felt like I could not, as a board member, respond to your request because as an individual, I don't represent the board. It has to be a total board. And the only way that we can do that is an open session on an agendized item. So if that's something that you still want to pursue, then you need to talk to Dr. Janney and we'll have it agendized for our meeting on the 14th. So you can have your answer at that time. But as an individual, I could not respond to Mr. Marinovich and your request to entertain that motion. So I think I've said all of my part that I need to say. If you have any questions or you need to cross-examine me or whatever you want to do, then that's fine. I'm open to it. I've been very honest with you because basically I have to live with myself and who I am. And I can't lie. I can't lie to myself. I can't lie to the public. And I'm willing to take the licks. I am. That's what I signed up for. Whatever those licks are.
And
I agree with Mr. Solis. You know, I don't intend to be here 25 or 28 years. I want to have a life. And I really haven't had a life this last year, I'll be honest with you. But that's another story, and I'll save that for the 14th of December. But, you know, it's not about that. I saw a need to serve. And that's why I ran. It wasn't for ego. It definitely wasn't for kickbacks. It wasn't for anything, but I spent a greater part of my life in this district. And it hurt to see what was happening to it and to hear the comments that we were an organization of thieves. And so it's not me to sit on the sidelines. If there's a cause, I jump in. Because you can't throw rocks. If you want to make change, you have to get involved in the process. And that's what I did. So I'm okay with, you know, a recall or whatever the public wants to do, I'm okay. You know? That's what I signed up for. But,
sounds like us.
You know? That's it. Hello, Ms. Hall is first and then Linda.